The Story of Otei. A long time ago, there lived a young man named Nagao Chosei, a doctor's son, in a town in Echigo, Niigata Prefecture now. He was educated to succeed to his father's profession. His father's friend had a beautiful daughter called Otei, and Chosei and Otei had been betrothed since they were children. However, Otei became seriously ill when she was 15. As she became aware that she was dying, she begged him to come to her bedside. She said to him, "We have known each other since we were children, and we were to have our wedding at the end of this year, but I'm dying now. In accordance with the will of Buddha, I am ready to die. Promise me that you won't grieve my death, and what I'd like to say is that we'll be able to meet again in the future." "Of course we can meet each other in the next world," he answered to the dying girl. "No, it is not in the life after death. We are fated to meet each other sometime in the future in this world, even if I pass away tomorrow." He listened to her with a suspicious look. She continued, "Believe me, we'll be able to meet each other in this world where you are alive, provided you strongly wish this. For that, I must be born again and grow up to be a girl. You have to wait for 15 or 16 years to meet me again. You are 19 years old now, so you'll be..." He said to her gently, "I'll swear I'll wait for you. I think it is my duty to wait because we swore to live together. I'll be glad to wait for you, but I'm worried that I might not notice you after 15 years. So show me a sign or token." "I can't do that. Only gods and Buddha know that. If you don't forget me, I'll surely return to you. Please remember my words." She stopped talking and closed her eyes to death. He had loved her so much he missed her deeply. He thought of her last words in front of her Buddhist memorial tablet. He wrote his vow to marry her when she would come back to him again in this world and put it beside her memorial tablet in the Buddhist altar. He set offerings and prayed every day. 16 years had passed since she had passed away. Some unfortunate events occurred to him. His parents passed away. He was forced to get married as he was an only son, but soon his wife and child died. He left his hometown and traveled around. When he reached Ikaho in Kozuke, in Gunma Prefecture now, which was famous for its hot springs, a young woman working in an inn came into his room to serve. The moment he glanced at her, he felt a shock. She looked just like his late fiancée. As her every gesture reminded him of Otei, he felt as if he had been dreaming. He said to her, "Young lady, you really resemble my late fiancée. Couldn't you tell me your birthplace and name?" She answered him with the voice he'd heard before. "My name is Otei. I was born and grew up in Echigo, but 17 years ago I died there. You made a vow to marry me when I could come back to this world, so I have returned to you." When she spoke out these words, she fell and lost her consciousness. He married her, and they lived happily ever after. But she hadn't remembered anything that she had told him in Ikaho, nor anything about her previous life.